Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to that classic rock show on Huntley Community Radio, WHRULP, the mighty 101.5 FM. I am Jim Sumaria.
Boy, you got a little caught on hello, huh? Couldn't get it out.
I'm so excited about today's okay. show, that's why.
Yeah, me too. Well, I'm your co-host, Mark Plotnick. Each week, Jim and I bring you songs, insights, and interviews covering rock music and more from the 1950s through the 1980s, wherever the music takes us.
And Mark and I are authors of the book Classic Rock, Photographs from Yesterday and Today, which, by the way, is available on Amazon. Our book features my photography of classic rock artists from 1973 to present day with words by that sensational scribe, Mark Plotnick.
Sensational scribe. I think more like sensational scribbler, but I'll take your compliment. As for you, my friend, you are the fabulous phenom of photographers.
That's great alliteration. Very nice.
Ooh, nice word, Jim.
Yeah.
Alliteration.
I know some big words.
Okay.
Mark, I have to ask you a question. Don't you agree that live music is the most enjoyable event any human being could experience?
Absolutely, and any alien as well. That's why the theme of today's show is Living Live.
I agree. I love concerts. I go to so many. But it is probably my favorite thing to do. I think even more than a ball game. I think going to a concert is my favorite.
And of course,
thing.
For you, Jim, to photograph it, and you love schmoozing with musicians.
Well, yes, of course. And they all want to meet me because I am the photographer of the stars.
Yes, fabulous phenom of photographers. Well, it isn't easy to capture a great live concert on audio tape, but the performances we will play today will convey what live music is all about.
And I agree. So, Mark, today we aren't going to talk too much.
Yeah.
But I said we're not going to talk much.
What, can't we introduce the songs?
Okay, but let the music do the talking. I want you to shut up today. Please, agreed?
God, I'll do my best, which is never enough for you.
He keeps talking.
Well, here's a trivia question for you. Who is the artist on the cover of our book?
Let me think. Rory. Rory Gallagher.
Good one.
Yeah.
Very good. Senility hasn't set in yet.
Yeah, I'm working on it. There are problems, but I'm not going to go into it.
Well, Rory hailed from Ireland, is considered to be the greatest guitarist you never heard of. He never reached the same international fame as did other guitarists like Clapton, Beck, and Page, but Rory's virtuosity and work ethic did not go unnoticed by fans and peers.
And, you know, I just want to tell our audience a quick story, and I know you know this story already. Rory's brother and nephew gave us permission to use Rory's photo for the cover of our book, and they were so honored that we chose them all, you know, over all the other possibilities. So that was really cool that we had their blessing, and they were just so thrilled.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, Jim, you haven't been over but to our new house, but I have those emails framed on my office wall. Rory embodied what rock and roll is all about, and your picture so superbly captured that. So listeners, please do a search on YouTube for the flannel-shirted Rory Gallagher playing Tattooed Lady from his 1974 Irish Tour album and DVD. You won't be disappointed. So here is Tattooed Lady.
Spend my
Wow.
That Rory.
Rory. Well, that was Rory Gallagher, the great Rory Gallagher, playing Tattooed Lady, which pretty much covers half the women I see on the street these days. So, well, Jim, you photographed pretty much every major and minor classic rock artist in history. What band do you like to photograph the best?
You know, there's really so many, but if I had to say one band, I would go with The Who. You know, photographing Keith Moon, Roger Daltrey, and Pete Townsend, their energy was so exciting to capture. And, you know, my camera just kept going from one to the other. And every time I snapped a shot, it was a good picture because they're so exciting to watch. So those, The Who was my favorite.
Well, what, John Entwistle, Chopped Liver? What?
No, it wasn't Chopped Liver, but he never moved, so he could take 2-3 pictures of him, and it was the same shot every time.
But those fingers, nimble fingers.
What was his name? Thunder
Fingers? Thunder Fingers.
Thunder Fingers, yeah.
Yeah.
No, he was, I mean, the whole band was just great. If you watched him play bass, I mean, his fingers just went up and down the neck so fast. And, you know, with The Who, he was the lead instrument, as was Keith Moon, and Townsend actually was the rhythm section.
Correct.
You know? But they were great. They were so acrobatic, and
okay,
that answers your question.
All right. Well, their Live at Leeds album was released in 1970 and was the follow-up to Tommy, and of course preceded the classic Who's Next album. Most critics consider Live at Leeds one of the best live albums ever. I know you and I do. So
yeah, I love that album. And the song I want to play is their version of Mose Allison's Young Man Blues, and it is as raucous as it gets. Again, mm-hmm. Find it on YouTube. Watch what they do with it. So listeners, here we go from the, what was the album? Live at Leeds. The Who doing their version of Young Man Blues.
Well, a young man ain't got nothing in the world these days. I said a young man ain't got nothing in the world these days. Well, you know, in the old days, when a young man was a strong man, all the people, they stepped back when a young man walked by. You know, nowadays, it's the old man, he's got all the money. And a young man ain't got nothing in the world. We'll be right back.
What'd you think of that, Mark?
They need to practice more.
I mean, is Moon a monster? Is Entwistle a monster?
You know what?
Come on.
And putting on the headphones where the musicians are separated gives you an appreciation that you can never get just by listening to a pair of speakers.
Yeah, unbelievable.
And we have, by the way, wonderful monitors in the studio, but the headphones really make it. Mm-hmm. All right. We hope you are enjoying that classic rock show on WHRULP, Huntley Community Radio, 101.5 FM, where we play the greatest music of all time.
One of my favorite unheralded bands from the 1970s was the Climax Blues Band, and the release of their album FM Live in 1973 put them on the rock and roll map. The members of the band were Colin Cooper, Derek Holt, John Cuffley, and the great Peter Haycock on guitar.
Yeah, speaking of Peter Haycock, weren't you friends? Or did you become friends with him?
We talked a little bit back in the 70s, but I wouldn't say we were friends then. But we became friends in the early 2000s when he used some of my photos for his website. And in 2006, he asked for my opinion about his album Biker's Dozen, which I thought was pretty cool. And I gave him my insight, whatever that might be. And he sent me an autographed copy after that.
Well,
so,
I hope you got some royalties on that.
No, I didn't.
Okay. Well, he also had a career doing film scores with Hans Zimmer. He plays Slide, by the way, on the theme song from Thelma and Louise.
Yeah, he did a lot of film scores.
Mm-hmm.
He had a very cool career. So, Mark, and I want you to listen to his guitar work on this live version of the song So Many Roads from the 1973 Climax Blues Band album, FM Live.
I'm all ears.
Find my baby. played the alto then. I liked it. And there's so many trains to ride. There's so many roads.
So Many Roads by Climax Blues Band and the great Pete Haycock on guitar. Please stay tuned for part two of that classic rock show on Huntley Community Radio, WHRULP 101.5 FM, where we play the greatest live music of all time.